Oh, hello, James. How are you?
How's it going? You all right?
Not too bad. So, what's your thoughts after that? I mean, it looked like we just came across a Durham Cheshire side who really pressed us, and we didn't really have much of a chance, in all fairness.
Yeah, it's a tough one because we got the ball into the final third, which is we've had issues with in the last few weeks, but we just didn't do anything with it when we were there. Like, I think you might have heard me shouting, we lacked a bit of killer instinct. Like, the amount of times we got it on the edge of the 18, we didn't shoot, or we didn't even try and put the ball in the box. I was like, just be direct at some points.
I mean, Paul mentioned the fact we have chopped and changed a lot this mm-hmm. season, and there it was evident. I mean, every time we got to the final third, it just dissolved the move we created to that point.
Yeah.
And is that because we're just...
I think so. We've been struggling with fitness. Like, you look at Kirsty Chambers, says she realised that we shouldn't even have played it today. Like, our quad's completely, like, it's not in good shape. We are picking up injuries every week. And listen, for me, though, I think players who have come in today, I think Ellie Kelly were really good. Mm-hmm. Like, she's really consistent, one of our better players. But like I say, we're trying to build partnerships, but when you're building partnerships with people and then people are getting injured constantly, it's hard to get that consistency, isn't it?
Well, we were saying, because often they'll say, oh, it's a young side, but actually the two players who were showing the most passion, the most trying to win that ball back, was Kelly and was Rigby when she came on. Yeah. And the pair of them were trying to drive it. Yeah. I mean, that does bode well if we can...
Yeah, it's one end today, I think... nothing really went our way today. You don't want to moan about it and stuff like that, but for me, I never want to call players out, but there's a lot of individual errors out there today. If we look at the goals, I think...
Well, we mentioned it was decision-making,
yeah.
Wasn't it? That was the
thing. Yeah, it's a tough one. People are at fault today. Like, and I said to some of the girls, and I said, let's analyse, let's not beat ourselves up, but let's reflect properly and say, what could we all have done differently today? Because we were getting the ball. You might have seen at the end, I left four players forward. Like, we were trying to go for
four
it.
4-2 at one point.
We could have had six players on one, but we probably wouldn't have put the ball in that today. It was one of them days.
Well, we said, just to reaffirm, you know, a point we made, that no one's had a particularly bad game. It's just, as a unit, it's just not worked. And there's a couple of occasions where we stringed one down here, one pass all the way, and then the cross comes in, and then the move just breaks down. Yeah. And it's like, well...
Great football, yeah. up until outside the area, and then nothing happens. Like.
So we've got Durham again, haven't we, in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned, you know, the walking wounded and such. A competitive couple of weeks in training. Are you hoping for a reaction after this today?
Oh, 100%. Like, to be fair, we train well this week. We actually have, like, and we've seen bits of what we've been working on in the training come through. But... there's still a lot of work to do. Like, there's a lot of partnerships, and I think one of the main things is there's work to do with the mentality of the team. Like, at the minute, we're a team where if a team scores two against us, it seems to capitulate and just fall apart. And at this level, like, you can come back and you can be 4-0 down and come back and win a game. Like, it's that easy. But for us at the minute, it seems to be heads drop, and it's very difficult to dig people out. So we've got some work to do in that area.
And we did say, in previous years, we played in the FA Cup against teams at this level. We're doing it now week in, week out. Mm-hmm. It is a learning curve.
Yeah.
There's only a few games left of the season. It's about taking those learnings now and making sure we stay relatively safe and then build on to pre-season and next year.
The target for us now is obviously stay in the league and rebuild. If you look for our pre-season this year, we had about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to really recruit players in time. We didn't get to do a proper pre-season. We didn't get to do a proper camp. It was all very rushed, last minute, let's go, and then a bit of an eye-opener against Newcastle there going, welcome to the National League. Like, it was a tough one, whereas we've built into it, we've learnt a lot, and for us now it's finish the season as strong as possible and rebuild ready for next year.
Well, James, I was a bit downhearted after that, but after that interview I feel a bit more upbeat. So well done, you've done a good job there. Thank you, James, for joining us, and all the best at training this week.
Cheers.